Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishneh Dalet. We continue in our discussion of Bittul Rishus, which is one of the two options that a Yid has when he's not, when he's b'chotzer with others. Obviously, as the Erev option of being mishtatef in the Erev Chatzeres. If not, or if he didn't have a chance to, befrat if the Erev has to be made before Shabbos. And we'll see now if the Bittul Rishus, which is the second option, could be made on Shabbos. Me'emesai noistin rishus. From when can he give rishus to others? To that they are kiviyochol the mishtamshim and the chotzer without him. And because of that, he doesn't passel up their erev. Be'shamay oimrim mi'boid yoim. It has to be done on Erev Shabbos. The reason behind this, the Gemara says, quoted by the Rav, is he holds that bittul rishus, maybe it's only symbolic, but the symbolic, what you're doing is you're being makne your hishnamshus in the chotzer to the other members of the chotzer. Haknas rishus has to be made on Erev Shabbos. There's no haknah on Shabbos. Beis Hillel loimrim mishech hashecha. Beis Hillel says that it works even on Shabbos. B'loshna gemara, bitl lav haknuye rishus, elo istaluke mirishus. So he's only being misalik himself from the rishus of being able to use the chotzer. So it's mutar on Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, it makes a lot more sense what the Teyelus of Bittul Rishus is, because when you weren't a Ma'ariv, you didn't make an Erev, so then at least on Shabbos, do the Istaluki Rishus and be Mevatel Rishus to the others. According to Beis Shammai, once you get to Shabbos, it doesn't work. So what's the point? What's the Teyelus? He wasn't part of the Erev, you don't want to redo the Erev, so at least it can be Mevatel Rishus. What's not Poshut is Beis Hillel. Does he also agree with Beis Shammai that Bittul Rishus is an Eitzah? It's not mafurish, the pashtus, is that it is. Stim sapoiskim would sound that way. In any case, istaluke rishus does work. The poiskim have a fascinating few parallels to this idea. There's Ramban and Psochim Dav Dalet Amud Beis. He talks also about somebody who's not being makne something. What he's doing is he's just removing his bailus from something, namely bittul chametz. And he says, loy tetzad, Taisus learns that way in Psochim, that bittul chametz is really a function of hefker. Can you do that on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, Shechaliyah is b'Shabbos? And the Ramban says, mefurish, that bittul rishus that's mentioned, legabe Erev, in the Sugya Be'os, in the Afsamach Aleph, any mafkir beis v'shiyesh v'boya acherim. Ela shu oikir daitim milodur ima shutfim b'yoymoy, kidei shu kimish edorim levadom. He's oiker himself. He's not really transferring anything to anybody else. He's being oiker himself. So it has nothing to do with hefker. Poskim taka talk. There's a ritva that dance. Could you learn out from here that hefker aknuya rishusa works on Shabbos? The person wants to be moichel lechoiv. Also, he's not being makne anything. All he's doing is he's misalik his chus to collect money from somebody else. L'chor would sound like over here that something which is not a haknah, it's only a removal of oneself from a certain right, a certain zchus, that would be mutar on Shabbos. Shaul Melech, another achronim, discussed this shaila further. One point worth mentioning is that we had in the previous Mishnah that he has to be mevatel his rishus. The mevatel has to be mevatel to each one of the other members of the chotzer. If it's aknuya, I understand. You're giving your rights in the chotzer to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar. Good. But if you're only being misalik yourself, all you're doing is withdrawing yours, they are memela, the recipients of your schus shimush. That's something that needs a little bit thought. The Gemara points out something over here that's crucial. According to Beis Hillel, that you're being makne, I'm sorry, you're being misalik on Shabbos. We have a general rule that anything in a Reuven Chatzeris, any status of a chotzer, or of a Mavi insofar as these dinim are concerned, whatever the status is, the beginning of Shabbos stays that way for the rest of Shabbos. And any status that changes in the middle of Shabbos, we give it the status that was there at the beginning of Shabbos. The chalois of the mokoim, whether it's mutter in dinei eruv chetzeres or also is chal the beginning of Shabbos. So what do you do over here? Beis Hillel says, mefurish, you can do it on Shabbos. So that the Gemara quotes a braisa that says, mefurish, every din is taller, like we said, in Knesset HaShabbos. Chutz mi bittul rishus. That's the Shita of Beis Hillel. And now another clarification of something that we had before. We had before biyachas to the one who is mevatel rishus, say, carrying out. Let's say he then does the opposite of his bittul rishus and he carries out from his bais into the chotzer. Misha nosan rishusoy vehoitzi. He carried out from his own house to the chotzer. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizid. Whether he carried out b'shoigeg, he didn't realize or he forgot that he was mevat the rishusoy. Bein b'meizid, he carried out to reclaim his ability to use the chotzer for the Shabbos. Hareze oisa divrei Reb Meir. The Gemara explains that the b'meizid is really he's taka reclaiming. B'shoigeg is only they made a knas otu meizid. Reb Yehuda says no, they didn't weren't geizer. Reb Yehuda, I'm a b'meizid oiser, b'shoigeg ene oiser. B'shoigeg they didn't cancel. So over there, we don't say he's reclaiming his shtamshos. He carried out kiviyochel illegally, but we don't say that he's reclaiming and taking away from them their schus hishtamshos, his schus hishtamshos. Worth pointing out is what we had a few mishnayos ago, is that the discussion over here about reclaiming for the one who is mevatel rishus is only before they actually took possession. And we mentioned this, the Gabbai Din of Maharu, before with the Tzduki, that if the one who is the recipient, the other members of the Chotzer, are the recipient of that Hishtamshus, if they already took possession, Maharu v'hoitzi kleichem, and they already put their kelim out into the Chotzer, they took it, they got it, and Yenner taking out from his own bayis to the Chotzer, will not be mevatel that status. Mishneh Hey. Now we're moving on to a new halacha. We've had some of the concepts before, and that is, there's what we call Eruvei Chatzeros, which is done bipas. It has to be done by taking the basic tzura is, we collect bread, we're going to learn more about it later on, but we take bread, or we take one matzah, one loaf of bread that's meshutif to everybody. We place it in one of the batim. With that, we define that mokum dira, that's why it has to be placed in a dira, it can't just be put in the chotzer, is meshutif to all of them. They're really all living together. Symbolically, they define it not as a mokum to various people, or rishus harab, they define it all as one mokum diurin. Shitufei mevois is the same idea, but not combining chatzeros, or I'm sorry, not combining in one chotzer the residents of the different batim, but defining for b'nei chatzeros shoinim that open up into one joint mavui, that the mavui is also one chotzer's mavui. How do you do that? Shetufim mavois. The kula of shetufim mavois is that it can be made b'yayin v'shemen. We discussed this in the very first Mishnah in Perek Gimel, where the lashon of the Mishnah, when we talk about any food, it says mishtatvim. It doesn't say ma'arvin. Because Ma'arvin, Eruv Chatzeres, has to be done by Pas. So the Mishnah in front of us is going to be talking about a halacha which is relevant legabe Eruv Chatzeres, but it's written in order to make a point, specifically biyachas to what's necessary in Shetufim Mevois. Balabayis Sho Yeshutuf L'Shchenov. We're talking here in a Mavoi. There's three Chatzeres. One is Ruvain's Chatzer, one is Shimon's Chatzer, one is Levi's Chatzer. Reuven has a partnership with Shimon, and he also has a partnership with Levi. Two different shutvim. Loze b'yayin, v'loze b'yayin. He has barrels of wine that are meshutiv, that one of them is in a mokim by Reuven. That makes that Reuven and Shimon, even without behedya being meshtatif, l'shem shitufim mevois, that means that they have joint yayin, combining really the chotzer of Reuven with the chotzer of Shimon, so well, that makes them into one big happy family. The same is true between Reuven and Levi. Lo zebi yain, and it's yichum la'ev. There's no need to make a shetufim mevois. The word eruv over here really means shetufim mevois, because if we're talking about yain the Shimon, we're talking about by definition shetufim mevois. Lo zebi yain v'lo zebi Shimon. However, let's say he has a shutvis with Reuven has a shutvis with Shimon in the wine business. He has a shutvis with Levi in the Shemen business. So then the halach is tzrichim la'arif. So the Gemara says over here that really shitufim mevois, in order for Reuven and Shimon to be considered one joint shituf, in order to take away the need for shitufim mevois, and this is the way the shitufim mevois says, is that they can't just have conceptually a business. They can't even have yayin in two barrels of wine in a third place. That's meshutif to both them. They have to have their yayin in one kli. That being said, what we're talking about over here is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all have their joint yayin in one kli. That's why it works. Masha'enkin, where they have the yayin and the shemen, I don't know how that tastes, but you have the yayin and the shemen mu'uruv in one kli, over here, tzvichim la'aruv. On that, Reb Shimon Omer, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, einem tzvichim la'aruv. The Gemara says something interesting. Why does Reb Shimon hold not? Because he holds that yayin and shemen have a chibur zeh la'zeh, even though be'etzem the shemen floats to the top, it's considered a chibur together with the wine. The Gemara brings a parallel to this idea. A Mishnah, it's nageya in a totally different area. A Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim and Perek Beis Mishnah Hay. When you have shemen shel truma that's tzof, that's floating, al gabi yayin shel truma, if it's a chibur, the dinim of Tvul Yoyim is, there are certain kulas because Tvul Yoyim is not a full tumma without getting into the details, but over there the halacha is that you need a chibur in order to make it to one thing, in order to transmit tumah. Therefore, there's a machlokes tanaim over there, the chachomim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The rabbanon hold that einoy chibur zeh lozeh, the yayin, which is on the bottom, the shem, which is tzof al gavov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that it is, and if one is a tful yayin, the other one becomes posel also the truma. It's called one food item. The same machloikis over here, the Gemara says, would play itself out, is that called that they're together. Now, the truth of the matter is, when you make shtufim mevois, you don't have to have the what's brought. The Gemara says, mefurish. It's Gemara daf choftes, it's pshan the Mishnah over there, that you can have shtufim mevois where everybody contributes their thing. They have a joint barrel, Ruvain puts into the barrel some yayin, Shimon puts in some shemen. It's not a problem. The chibur is considered a chibur as long as it's bekli echad. Over there is because they're doing it specifically for shtufim mevois. That's why it's better. It's more of a combination. Over here, when they're not doing it, they didn't say hinni muchnu mezumen. You're trying to take away the need for shtufim mevois because they anyways have a business arrangement. So then it has to be mamish a chibur, and whether yayin and shemen are a chibur together, like we said, it's totally in the machloikis, this machloikis, as well as the machloikis in Tvul Yoyim. Now, like we said, the Mishnah over here discusses the terminology shtufim mevois, yayin v'shemen. The halacha lemaisa is that the same would be true legabe pas. If they have bread that's together in one kli, so then that would also obviate the need for a ruvei chatzeris. Does pas work for shitufim mevois? Yes. It's only that with shitufim mevois we're more makel and we allow yayin v'shemen, etc. to be used as well. Whether the making an eruve chetzes would pass, would then take away the need for the less chomer dika shetufim mevois, is the subject of Mirtz Hashem in Mishnah Ches. We'll wait until we get there to see. The Gemara over here brings a related halacha, which is crucial halacha lamaisa. The case that we describe is not so common. But let's say you have a campus, a dormitory with a lot of rooms opening up on the chetzeres, surrounded by an area you're allowed to carry. L'chor, the bachman and yeshiva, maybe are different because they're not really in their own rooms. They don't really have a schus. The hanhola of the yeshiva can move them around from room to room. But in cases where people have, let's say a vacation village where people are staying or assisted living, and they eat in the communal dining room, the fact that they're somuch al shulchan echod, and that's not something that starts on Shabbos, that's the way the eating is set up Thursday, Friday before that, on Friday already, there's shutvim in the pass of the balabais to consider them, even without the eruv chatzes, as being mishutofim, or as being meurovim in the pass that's by the balabais. That takes away the need. This is what we use in hotels, like we said, assisted livings, and so on and so forth. An important halacha.